Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Lucy Porter.
I'm Jenny Ryan.
And we present the podcast Fingers on Buzzers, all about quizzing. But today we're here to talk about
drunk women solving crime.
The tipsy ladies investigating misdemeanors, as I call it. Yes, drunk women solving crime, which we love. I've been on it. You're going to be on it.
Yes, and I'm excited.
It's wonderful. And you are lucky enough to be able to go and see it live. You listeners can get to see them. The 24th of Feb, you will be able to see them at the Pleasance Theatre.
How lovely.
It is. It's just a short step from the Caledonian Road Tube.
And then the drunk women will be celebrating International Women's Day.
Good for them. International Women's Day.
On the 8th of March.
It's the 8th of March.
The Volts Festival.
But now, Jenny, crack open a drink, would you? What should we have today? Prosecco? Meths? What's on the table?
Buckfast.
Oh, a buckfast. Made by monks. Thank you, monks. Lovely. Right. So let's get into another episode of Inebriated Lasses. No, it's Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Drunk women solving crime.
Drunk women.
Now it's time for drunk women solving crime.
This is Drunk Women Solving Crime. My name's Hannah George and I'm a screenwriter. I'm joined by author and comedian Katie Wilkins.
Hello.
And writer-comedian Taylor Glenn.
Hello.
This is where absinthe meets arson, Negroni meets necrophilia, and Grand Marnier meets Grand Theft Auto. It's a true crime podcast with a twist of lime. Coming up on Drunk Women Solving Crime.
I mean, I've been turned on for the last hour, but...
I have already solved it.
Go on.
The shark did it.
Holmes was a very naughty man. He orchestrated...
He's not the Messiah.
Cocaine and heroin and opium, and there was also...
Wow, this is suddenly you're talking.
Now it's time for Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Hello, I'm Hannah George, I'm hosting this episode, and today our lovely guest is comedian, musician, artist, actor, polymath... Hannah Warman!
Yay! Hey, Hannah!
Hi!
And of course, I'm here with Katie Wilkins.
Hi!
And Taylor Glenn.
Hiya.
Okay, so, first things first. Hannah, have you ever been victim of a crime?
Yeah, only the crime of being beautiful. No?
No, yes. Hannah, that's not what we meant when we
did. I have nothing. I have, actually.
Go on.
I don't know if you saw it. It was in the papers. But on a piece of paper that I wrote in my toilet. on the toilet paper. Basically, there was a time where, a long time ago, about a year ago, I was at a fun party because I'm a cool kid and sure. I like go to parties like the whole time.
Sure.
And
we're there.
Were you there?
Probably not.
No, they didn't invite the likes of you, Taylor. No. But it was a party that was literally like 5 minutes away, 5 minutes walk away from where I live. So obviously I was like, I'll get home. There's no problem there. But then I got really too drunk. I know you're all looking in shock, like, Hannah drinks? What? But I got too drunk and I was like, I'm going to call an Uber. The maximum it could possibly be is £5 because I'm literally a 5 minute walk away. It'll be a 1 minute Uber drive. Like, and it'll just make me feel like, okay, I got home into bed rather than like staggering along being sick on the road.
Sure.
So I know it's lazy, blah, 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 but I called an Uber. And safety first, ladies, and all of that. And so then the Uber came, and then I must have fallen asleep. And when I woke up a couple of times in the journey. I was thinking, this should have taken about 1 minute. Like, why are we still driving? And he's just like, oh, I don't know, whatever. And I was just like, okay, whatever. And then I got home, got into bed, went to sleep, and that was that. And I thought, well, that would be a £5 bill. Probably, maybe £7 max, I'll let that go. And then in the morning, you get an email from Uber that gives you your receipt with the map drawing. And it was, I can't remember that, actually, I think it was £90. I'm literally like 1 minute drive from where I was going. And they give you the map. So they showed the two points, which were basically on top of each other. The start and finish were on top of each other. And then this guy had basically driven to Wembley, to Richmond, like the whole of London.
Would have been lovely if you were awake. Oh, lovely.
I know, what a lovely little...
Sightseeing.
Sightseeing trip, Ben.
But unfortunately, I was out for the count, Katie. So I didn't see any of the beauties of London. And it was freaking... £90.
No, we can swear. No, we can swear. Okay.
I mean, to be honest, it was fucking cunting £90.
How long did that go on?
Well, apparently I was in this because it tells you everything. That's
Yeah.
I was in it for an hour and a half.
Oh my god!
Obviously, I was asleep for most of it, but I still remember waking up thinking, "How can I still be in the car?" Like, I'm round the corner from my friend's house. I'm just being lazy.
I love it. Like, your memory is. I checked in. Like, oh, he's still driving. Yeah, yeah. Go back.
Go back to sleep.
It's fine.
So that's a crime, right?
I mean, this guy. He's like lucky you weren't sick in his cab. Who thinks? Oh, this will be a great crime. I'll take a drunk person for longer than I need to.
Also, when you work for someone that whereby they send you the map of where you went the next day.
Well, yeah, she's not going to be drunk tomorrow, mate. She's going to look.
Well,
at that
I mean,
map.
It's Hannah Orman. I mean, she could be.
Knowing you're probably going to get fired, though, like I'm going to rack up an £80 bill and then get shit canned.
Well, like, you know that's what, though, pretty Taylor, because. I tweeted it, and it kind of, you know, got retweeted a lot. Yeah. And when I tweeted it, other people who had similar stories came up. And mine was the most extreme, but there were quite a few stories where the person...
Was it always this guy?
It was always this guy, Mohammed. No, but there were quite a few people where they put up their maps, and it was not as extreme, but it would be like, it's a 20-minute drive, but he's made it an hour or whatever. So not as extreme, but they let it go because they're just like, oh... Whatever, I was drunk. Whatever. But
so he figured. We'll
They get away with it a lot, but he took it too far and he messed with the wrong person.
messed with the wrong pisshead. Thing is, what really annoyed me about your thing, because as soon as I saw it, I was like, whoa, and I messaged you immediately saying, what the fuck is this? And you were like, well, yeah, this happened. And then I remember on Twitter, it was actually a Guardian journalist had retweeted it, quoted the tweet, and just said, photoshopped. And I mean, what the fuck? As a journalist, I mean, my God. And I was so furious with this because I was like, so the first thing you do when you look at that, you don't think that's a vulnerable woman, you think liar. Yeah. And like, so from now on, I just
our society.
Exactly. I believe everything online. So I'm victim to a lot of scams right now, but I gotta practice what I preach.
Do you know why I think they said that though? Or am I hallucinating this? Did the guy not drive in the shape of a fish?
What?
No, No, I remember looking at the map.
I literally
and it's like
that.
A Jesus fish. It's like
what is a Jesus fish?
Which is,
you know, like the fish that people have in the back of their Volvos.
Like
the back of the car.
Okay.
Hi, I'm the American. Yeah, like
what would Jesus fish do?
What would Jesus go fishing for?
And feed all the people. I don't know.
Because I remember it because it took off in the press.
Yeah.
And they showed your map.
Yeah.
Oh, am I the only one who saw the fish? We're gonna have to post this picture because I was like, this guy had it.
Oh, bloody up. Did anything ever, were there any ever repercussions for him?
Well, Uber said it's confidential and we can't tell you what action we took, but we've taken action.
This is pre, like, huge legal action Uber, too. That's what's funny.
Yeah,
like, it's recently undergone on these, like,
yeah,
wait, you're not safe. And we're
London
all like,
test.
Hannah Warman.
Yeah. But I had a really weird call from the Uber person who's basically telling me stop tweeting about it. And it was quite funny.
The cat's out the bag.
Yeah. So. And I kind of remember thinking, oh, maybe I could get some kind of like reward for what happened.
Like Uber points. I want more Ubers.
Yeah, like so many people on Twitter said, oh, you're only doing this for some free Uber. I was like, I didn't get any free Ubers out of it. But anyway, the woman from Uber was just like, We know you've been through a terrible trauma and we wouldn't want to patronise you by giving you money. And I was like, no, patronise me. Honestly, please patronise away. But she was like, no, we just feel like we can't, there's no price you can put on the trauma that you've been through. Like, oh, put a price on it!
There is. It's got five numbers at the end and it's like, it's
so
a lot of money.
I didn't even get a single free Uber journey out of it. Been paying 100% Uber. Just like you civilians, ever since.
Wow. Well, that is quite the crime to get us started. But now we're going to go into our big old crime. But first, let's just say that we are drinking today. We are drinking a Session Pale Ale from Lost and Found Brewery. So let's crack that open.
Oh my gosh! Someone has totally been shaking this.
The hammers are shotgunning.
What a prank.
Lucky you put a fleece down.
Cheers.
So cheers everyone. Guys. Here's to...
Oh, they don't make a very,
they don't make a very good sound. They're lovely.
Here's to silent crime solving. cheers.
Now it's time for drunk women solving crime.
So guys, are we all ready to solve a crime?
Yes.
I want to solve the shit out of something.
Let's solve it. Okay, so this is the shark arm murder. So a fisherman caught a 14-foot tiger shark and had it brought to a local aquarium for show. A few days later, the shark voms up a human arm with a length of rope around its wrist and a murder investigation is opened. Yeah, I'm doing this voice. What's wrong with me?
I like the voice.
Thank you. It's my what happens next voice. So immediately... Why do you think this was suddenly a murder investigation rather than the obvious assumption that the shark had just bitten off a swimmer's arm?
The man was holding a note that said, somebody killed me.
Well, very good.
That's my first guess.
Okay, thank you. We're in with Katie. Taylor?
Well, there's a length of rope suggesting that maybe he had been restrained.
Okay.
Tethered.
Sure.
Restrained.
So it was a little
Taylor's
sinister.
Taylor's answer is better than mine.
Hannah, can you go one better? Can you think why?
I know. I have already solved it.
Go on.
The shark did it. The shark got the rope, tied the man up, because he was into kinky stuff, because sharks, come on. They've been a long time under the sea. They don't get to see any porn. And now a human naked man, practically naked, he's just wearing his, like, speedos. And so, yeah, he tied him up, did a little whatnot, and ate his arm.
Okay, Hannah, that's not correct. And do you know what? I wrote this thinking, someone will get this. This is quite logical. But what had happened is that, of course, when the...
surfing!
No.
You tie the surfboard to your wrist.
Do you?
Yes.
You do. But do you know what?
Climbing.
You tie the surfboard to your wrist. Oh, I meant ankle.
Okay, so the rope is a little bit of a kind of, it doesn't really matter, but think about it. Let's think about it. Okay,
we're thinking so much thought.
But you've got an arm that's in a shark's body, and you'd think, okay, it's been eaten by the shark. It's a man that's been eaten by the shark.
Why would he stop at the arm?
Very good point.
Why would he not digest the arm? Why is the shark dead? Who whacked the shark?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, it's mafia. No,
the shark's alive in an aquarium.
Thank you, Katie. Yes, it is.
Oh.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. So they realised that the arm had been hacked off with a blade rather than with teeth. So immediately, you've got an arm that has obviously not been eaten.
Okay.
And so he's just found... the shark has found this arm.
A severed arm.
So other interesting facts include that as well as the arm, the shark also regurgitated a bird and a rat. Like some kind
so
of...
So the rat did
what?
It.
What the hell is that with this shark? Why can't it digest its food?
I do not... And also...
It's meant to chew. Hello.
Yeah. Do you know what? We don't talk about...
that much?
We don't talk about IBS and sharks enough. And, you know, they have digestive issues, and we just assume.
But, you know, they're doing Atkins because they're only having meat.
True.
You notice there was no Shreddies or bread.
Well, another weird weird fact about this is that it was kind of like a shark inception type thing. Because, actually, the arm wasn't found in the tiger shark's stomach. It was found inside a shark that the shark had eaten. So it was like a babushka doll.
That's amazing. Whoa.
It's like the woman who ate a fly and then she had to eat like something else to eat the fly.
Yes.
Whatever. Well, I don't know why.
I don't have kids.
So hang on. This shark that was sick.
Yeah.
Were they sick another shark or were they sick a hand?
I mean, it's a great question and I do not have that information.
I think they were sick a shark so and the then they opened the shark and it was a hand.
The biggest doll is the one that was sick. The biggest shark.
Katie, it's not a doll.
No, I know.
Like Russian dolls, though. That's what you're thinking, right?
That's amazing.
I mean, it's kind of interesting, isn't it? So the detectives then set about trying to find who the arm belonged to. Now, there was something on the arm that helped them. What could that be?
A wedding ring.
Tattoo.
Hannah Warman has smashed it.
Oh!
Okay, so actually, to think about this tattoo, let's think about where you think this might have happened. So you need to know, you need to really be up on your tiger shark knowledge. Where are tiger sharks?
Oh, I know Australia. Nothing about this.
Taylor Glenn has smashed it. Okay, so we're talking Sydney, Australia. And does anyone have any idea that kind of time it happened, the kind of time frame year-wise?
Well, I thought you meant in the day. I was
going to
say
12 p.m. Wait, hang on.
That is too specific, Hannah Woman.
The tattoo helped him be identified.
Yeah.
Oh, because actually, tattoos must have been more rare in the olden days.
Because a sailor.
I was like, how would it help identify? Because everyone has tattoos now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So
wait, it was an anchor.
I'm going to
say...
Not Maori, because that's
I'm
going to
say 1930s.
Mm-hmm. Nice. It was 1935. So I'm just going to go for it.
That's impressive, Katie.
It was a tattoo of two boxers in a sparring position, which they desperately hoped someone in the public would recognise. So a man named Edwin Smith came forward and identified the tattoo. And the arm it belonged to. It was that of his brother, James Smith, a boxer, I know, who had recently gone missing. They checked the fingerprints, and it was confirmed to be him. So we know it's James Smith. So when James Smith's final movements were tracked, the police found that he'd been playing dominoes with a friend outside a local pub. This person had a few prior convictions and was known to be a little shady. Looking into it further, they discovered the person had vacated their apartment right after Smith had gone missing. The apartment had been cleaned and scrubbed. Furniture and bedding had been replaced, including a brand new trunk. There was even a rowboat there, and it had been cleaned from top to bottom.
Oh, my God.
This person... A rowboat. I mean, the 1930s robot, I want to see. Yeah. I really want to see that.
There was even a robot there.
And it had been cleaned from top to bottom.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
So this person became the prime suspect. My question for you is the prime suspect a man or a woman?
Ooh. Oh, James Smith, ethnicity unknown.
Wait, what? It's not about... What was
not
that?
Whether James is a man or a woman, it's whether the perpetrator was.
I was completely
just
thinking
a very white
man.
Name, that's all I'm saying.
Wait, what was... You said that he was last seen outside a pub with this unknown person.
Playing dominoes.
Dominoes.
That is a woman's sport.
See, I was completely thinking man... But now that you've asked the question,
yeah,
I'm
like
questioning myself.
Us, but
I
it's
think
a man.
It's,
it was
yeah.
a man. It was a man named Patrick Brady. But they still had to link him to the case.
Ethnicity unknown.
So a taxi driver came forward.
Ethnicity known, he's Irish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A taxi driver came forward admitting he'd driven Brady the day after James Smith was last seen to the house of Reginald Lloyd Holmes. Holmes was a very naughty man. He orchestrated...
He's not the Messiah.
A very naughty boy.
You know when you kind of look these things up online and you know you have to change the wording of it slightly not to directly kind of take something from an article? It like went thing. I was just like, very naughty man. He orchestrated elaborate drug smuggling rings.
Ooh.
And insurance scams under the guise of a boat building business. So within the community, he was quite well respected because people just thought he was a boat builder.
Ooh.
Both Smith and Brady worked with Holmes in this dodgy business, even though Holmes initially claimed not to know either of them. Hmm. The police suspected that something had gone horribly wrong with one of their transactions, hence him going there in a taxi the night after he disappeared,
yeah.
But couldn't extract any information out of the men. Holmes refused to talk and was released from questioning. Brady was charged with murder. So any ideas here about why Brady would be going to see Holmes the day after he allegedly killed James Smith?
So something's gone down, someone's failed to make a payment, some drugs have gone missing.
Katie, yeah. Yeah. It's money. It's money based.
Yeah.
Is this to do with the robot?
The hermaphrodite robot.
That's
he gave
point.
Him a lot of money and he never gave him a robot.
Taylor? She's not
what
no idea.
What drugs are they selling in 1935, by the way?
I think it was cocaine.
Cocaine really? And heroin and opium, and there was also.
Wow, this is suddenly you're talking.
If you got a question, I can answer it about the drugs.
Okay, so that's interesting. But what we're going to do is.
I don't know why money.
Okay, thing. So we're going to get a confession from one of them in a minute. But before that, poor old Reginald Lloyd Holmes, he tries to kill himself. I know, but he fails. So this is after he's been taken in by the police. He fails. He shoots himself while out on his speedboat and falls into the water.
What, he's the drug lord that got let away?
Yeah, got let away. Yeah, he's the drug guy. So he's the guy that runs the boat building business.
Why is he killing himself?
Well, I mean, who knows?
Obviously, that's your question to ask. But I'm very surprised.
Does he know too much?
Or is he really upset? He didn't know that guy was going to die. He's got guilt.
Exactly.
What's There's going on?
All sorts of things. So he shoots himself while out on his speedboat and he falls into the water. But a rope got caught on one of his wrists and he fell, stopping him from drowning. The
Whoa.
Shock of the water revived him and he crawled back aboard.
Whoa!
I know, right?
Come on. Oh, there was like a secret fight that we don't know about. Sorry, continue.
So there were people out on the harbour who had witnessed this incident and called the police. And that initiated a wild goose chase
that
around the harbour.
That guy needs a little help.
Yeah, he needs a little assistance. That initiated a wild goose chase around the harbour as police chased Holmes until he gave up. Now, how long do you think that the police chased this man that had just shot himself and failed around the harbour?
I'm picturing
picturing Benny Hill for some reason.
I know, literally, that was the music in my head.
And I was going to sing the wrong song. I was going to be like...
6 hours.
Okay, we've got 6 hours.
No. He would be very tired. An hour and 24 minutes.
How much petrol's in the speedboat?
That's very logical. 16 minutes.
Wow, okay.
Quite extreme answers.
It's quite extreme. Katie, I guess, is closest because it was 4 hours.
Yeah!
So the police chased him around the harbour for 4 hours.
I win the speedboat question. Let me win a speedboat.
Yes.
Yay!
Yeah, it's like bullseye.
oh, Hannah's.
So after this, Holmes went back in for questioning, and this time he told them the whole story of Patrick Brady and the severed arm.
Oh, because he wanted to be let off for wasting police time for 4 hours.
Exactly. I don't know how much of a confession you have to give to be let off.
This is very exciting. Sorry.
No, so he's gone in and he's going to confess. So according to Holmes, Patrick Brady had killed James Smith and dismembered his body, dumping most of it into the ocean in a trunk. He had kept the arm and bought it at Holmes's house, where he blackmailed Holmes and threatened to dismember him if he didn't pay back what he owed him.
Wow.
Which was the question from earlier. So, Katie, you were right.
Hey.
He owed him money. But that's why the arm was separate to the body, is because he was using it as a bargaining chip.
Right.
So when Brady left, he tied a piece of rope around the arm and threw it into the ocean. So apparently that's how it ended up in the belly of a shark. So the reason it's got the rope around its wrist, the arm, is literally because I guess he tied it and then just flung it round his head and...
Oh, wow, like a lasso thing.
Doesn't make sense.
Go on.
Well, before I took this arm, look, I only got through the first 6 seasons of Dexter, but this is not...
But
you don't do
like
a joyful, like,
modern...
yee-haw.
You do imagine a bit of a yee-haw.
But, like, the forensics are really good in Dexter's day. This guy, no one can trace him.
But well, really, he's doing like a gleeful over the head. I'm gonna swing this arm over my head.
Yeah, he's probably.
What else is he gonna
psychopath?
Do with this arm? It's gonna go really gross. And I'm surprised that shark even ate it. It's probably really out of date now.
You just
That's why he was sick.
Oh yeah.
Gangrene.
Well, the one that was sick was the one who ate the shark who ate the arm.
That's why that one died. Oh no, the other shark ate it.
So, from all the sort of evidence and stuff we've heard, do you think Brady got convicted of this crime? Bearing in mind, he's always denied it. He's always denied his involvement. Do you think he got convicted?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, he didn't. Brady was in with the cops. Brady had connections. Brady knew how to buy himself out of a trap.
Well, wait, so initially Brady was arrested and Holmes was let free.
Yep.
But then Brady was in custody when this guy tries to kill himself, or is Brady let loose and then rearrested?
I don't know.
What's the answer?
I feel like Brady gets done.
Brady has not been convicted of this crime.
Anybody who swings an arm over their head is not getting convicted, guys. Rule number one.
Do it in a cartoony way and you'll escape.
Crime solving.
He's got the gift of the gab. He's a bit of fun. He's a bit of fun.
Bit of fun, that Brady.
He made all the jury laugh and they were like, I'll let him go.
An arm swinger, he is.
If I had a dead arm, I'd swing it and all. That's how they spoke.
That's the assumption that this even got to court. Because Reginald Lloyd Holmes agreed to give his version of events in court. But what happened the day before the trial?
Ooh, he gets dismembered mysteriously.
Oh, he dead.
He did.
Oh, wow.
And so he's dead. He was found dead in his car with a gunshot wound to the head. The police weren't sure if he'd been murdered or committed suicide. What are your thoughts?
Suicide.
I'm going to go murder.
Ooh.
Because he was going to commit suicide before, but now I think he's got a chance to put right what once went wrong. And I think he's like...
The redemption.
And then there's a motive to kill him, because obviously that guy doesn't want to go down.
Very true. Taylor?
I've consumed a lot of gin.
Good point. She makes a good point.
Okay, we've lost Taylor. So
I abstain.
Okay, so there was a theory that he'd hired a hitman to kill him so that his family could still collect life insurance. He had withdrawn £500 from the bank.
Oh, what, Holmes or Brady?
Oh, this is Holmes, who was found
Holmes
dead in the car.
So Holmes hired a hitman to kill himself so his family would still get rich and he wouldn't have to testify.
Aww. Yeah, this is the
quite
theory.
Sweet.
This
is all quite romantic.
It's a very sweet theory.
This is all theories. But apparently he had withdrawn £500 from the bank the day before.
Oh, that's
so
a lot.
Particularly in them days.
He was going to do a runner so he couldn't get dismembered, take his family with him away from the wrath of Patrick Brady.
Either way, without Holmes' testimony, there wasn't enough evidence to convict Patrick Brady of the Shark Arm murder.
Wow.
So, I must say, of course, that he's always said that he didn't do it. He's dead now, so it's kind of like in the past.
He still says he didn't do it.
Yeah, still he is adamant. And also, here's a little thing for you to think about. James Smith could still be alive. But living
with no arm.
Yeah. But I mean, not
Double
alive
bluff.
Now because he was
They're
bought,
all
he was
living in the Caribbean somewhere.
Yeah. So
living it up without an arm.
With all the money they stole.
Well, they never found a body. So he could just, I mean, he'd be dead by now because he was sort of like, you know, in his 30s, sure. 35. But yeah, because they never found a body, so they couldn't convict him.
Oh.
If it was indeed him, then what did it?
Yes.
That's so it was the robot.
I think we can all agree Hannah has smashed it. Well, thank you. Well done.
Nailed it.
Drunk women solving crime.
Now we get to the part of the podcast whereby we get a little letter from one of our listeners who needs our help solving one of their crimes.
Yeah.
So, dear drunk women, a man sneezed on my leg on the tube. There was a great deal of evidence left on me.
Ooh,
and when I pointed this out, I was met with a tirade of abuse. How should I, or society, punish this man? There is no doubt of his guilt, or indeed remorse. Lack of remorse. There you go. Or indeed lack of remorse. Would he have sneezed on a man's leg? What should I have done? That's from Fran.
Well, Fran, it's a good question. What should the, like, imagine if, like, you were antisocial behaviour on the tube and then you weren't allowed on the tube. What would happen then?
Oh, why? If you just sneezed, if the minute you did it, you were like, you're not allowed the tube.
Yeah, like, if, you know, like, any kind of infraction, that's probably too militant, isn't it? Is that an overreaction on
no,
my part?
No, I like that. That's like the male Handmaid's Tale. I like that. I want that. Oh, I want to be like,
the male Handmaid's Tale. Yeah.
The handmail's tale.
The handmail's tale.
Like, the handmaid's mail.
Handman's mail.
That's what they're all so afraid of.
But Fran, you... Oh, sorry, Taylor.
No, you.
Oh, you. I like drunk Taylor. She's well sexy.
She's sweaty.
Oh, so is drunk
Flint.
Hannah.
Flint still doesn't have clean water.
Flint?
Never mind.
Okay. Anyway, I was going to say, they say that a sneeze is like 1/7 of an orgasm.
Oh, you think this is a fetish?
Yeah, so there's a chance that he had 1/7 of an orgasm on her leg, in which case, convicted... Throw away the key. Other things to do with going to jail.
I've got to say, as someone who suffers an awful lot from hay fever, I feel like...
You are turned on!
I mean, I've been turned on for the last hour, but the problem is, you know, I was on a tube carriage the other day and I could not stop sneezing.
Yeah, because I was there.
I didn't...
You're right. It's unfair on the hay fever sufferers.
Yeah, no, I haven't.
I've gone too far.
No. Okay, you have hay fever. Sure. I have hay fever.
You're not sneezing on people's legs.
We do not sneeze our shit on people's appendages.
Yeah, we don't sneeze our shit, Taylor. That's weird.
Do you not have butt fever?
One time,
I have butt fever.
One time in 8th grade that happened, but that's different.
Wow.
I think, honestly, I feel like that's almost akin. Maybe I'm overreacting, but I almost feel like that is an assault.
Yeah.
Because it's the thing of, like, would he have sneezed on a man like that?
Yeah.
No.
You
of course
can't
not.
Control the sneeze, really.
Well, you put your hand to
your
mouth.
Your hand is,
you
though.
Know it's coming. There's no, like, have you ever had, like, oh, I sneezed, but I had no idea. There was no indication. Like, you have the tickly. feeling, yeah. and then you can cover it up, but yeah. also you don't aim on somebody's
yeah.
leg.
Yeah, that was an aggressive move.
It's an aggressive move.
It was intimidating, and it was disrespectful,
and
it
sounds
deliberate.
Like he was aggressive after the fact. Yeah. So I just feel like this guy is a serial sneezer.
Yeah, he wasn't sorry.
He is spreading his mucosal linings
yeah.
across
his arm cut off and given to a shark.
Yes, and then subjected to the robot.
The robot should sneeze on him, if robots even sneeze.
I don't like this thing where we treat, like, yes, we all, yes, I have the worst hay fever and I hate that I'm sneezing, but I don't like this open... I remember moving to London and, like, somebody just, like, did the farmer blow. Do you know what the farmer blow is? It's when you close a nostril and you just snort out.
Yeah. That should be illegal.
That was Stoke Newington.
In London.
In my London.
That was Stoke Newington.
That should 100% be illegal.
2010.
Why is
everybody.
He wearing a farmer's hat?
That was a different time, Taylor.
No, it was a different time. Everybody
was
farmer.
Jimmy Savile.
People are farmer blowing, they were blowing farmers. It was a different time.
I've never heard that as the farmer blow.
It's no. so gross, but I just think...
I've just done it now, just in case you wanted to know that one.
The came out, Han. Wow.
But, yeah.
You it's purple. Clean as a whistle.
That's
no,
weird. It's purple.
That's not a healthy nostril, is it?
Pretty cute.
Oh, that was all right. Second time.
Yeah, like a
it's a power
one.
Move.
So much snot.
And yeah. I think he should have some sort of mucosal...
Ooh, retribution.
Retribution.
Yes.
Okay.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, he gets put in some snot... Stocks?
Some
snocks.
Snocks. He might like get that. Off on that. This might be his thing. He'd be like, yeah, bring it on. Bring the snot on.
Not the way we're gonna do it.
Feels like some kind of Dick and Dom show, doesn't it? Like,
no, it's
every kids' TV show.
But yeah, okay, so we're in agreement that Fran is completely in the right and this guy is a
yeah.
prick.
This guy
yeah.
is.
There's
wrong.
Not much we can do about it for you, Fran, but we're in solidarity here that you cannot be sneezing on someone openly.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. On the tube and then shout at them. I don't even know why we had to discuss it. Yeah, I realise now.
I'm annoyed that you even brought it up.
Yeah. I was like, well, he probably had hay fever. Now I've thought about it. No. Okay. Thank you, Fran. And I hope that has solved your crime. It probably hasn't. Well, I think that might be an end for drunk women solving crime. How does everyone feel? You feel you solved crime?
Yeah. I don't want it to end.
Well, it has to. Come on, Hannah. cheers, everybody. Here's
cheers.
The next time.
Good job, y'all.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then write it in a review and we'll solve it. Thank you to Acast and thank you for listening.